baby's birthday. One small odd and end department that you could offer is in talking to Billy Graham, I have a church that's called Tilton. Yeah, church service thing. He said, well, the group at all had been Daddy Lovin's line. But the point is that the jackasses that did it last time, remember I told you that I just knew there was something up there. So they're having all the governors and all the members of the House and the Senate on an inaugural morning like they did before. So I just want to be sure that's turned off as far as I'm concerned. He said to me, Billy, on his own, he says, I don't think you ought to come. He says, I'm sure you could have been fine. Of course, I should have gone in 68. You remember we were just... Building it to it until like that on inaugural morning. Yeah. But I'm not going to any damn church service on an inaugural morning. The inauguration itself is basically a partially religious exercise, a prayer and all that sort of thing. And it just to go through that half-assed little thing, you know, where those things, it was just terrible. I remember
nobody knows you did it anyway. I mean that point is wrong.
You don't do anything on a big day that detracts from the day. Now the inauguration comes at 12. So I'll go at 12. But I think you ought to tell them now, because you know right, that same group up and got us into all those other things. Yeah. They want to have their service later on, you know, their prayer breakfast in the rain. That's something else again. I might do it, although I don't want to do that either. But I'm not going to do it on inauguration day. I'm going to have this, but don't, Billy, do I think you turn the Sunday thing into that for the governors and the rest. I said, no, there's not room. No, some person.
They're the wrong people. It was any good. I didn't tell them that.
As far as I can see, there wasn't room. So I've got it all set with him. I just want to be sure that Marion or whoever it is down there that's working on my schedule doesn't say, well, of course the president will consider it. So I won't.
Right.
That's one thing I will not do on an inaugural day. I'll do anything after the inaugural speech and anything in the afternoon, and I'll do a heavy evening and all that sort of thing. Pretty good something the night before, not the day. Have I thought something?
No.
You hadn't been raised with, you hadn't heard of it?
No, sir.
How the hell would he know?
Well, because that's what they do. That's their standard procedure. They get it all set, and the invitation's engraved saying, please join President Nixon and Mrs. Nixon in prayer at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then they remember
the call up
and
ask you.
I remember the flag department.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't go, so I don't know what happened there, but I remember the flag at the last minute where you've been dragooned into it. Well, the thing was, John, you know, the preparation, it won't be this year, the second August. God damn the difference anyway, none of them. The only one that anybody ever remembers is Lincoln.
Right.
And there was a reason. So, we may have something not like that. But this is do you ever remember any other second time? In fact, I don't remember my first one. If you read the book of inaugurals, the first inaugurals, many times I have a lot to say. Like I take TR, it's got his first ones. You only make one. It was a damn good one. But Wilson's first was actually the second one. Nothing to say. Their second was dragged on. What I'm getting at is this. The president defined as that day was about the last day I should have been drug out at 8 p.m. dark in the morning. I spent an hour and a half going over there. I had to walk in there and sit through all those damn, you know, these dreary things. Elston, all the clowns, yeah, the self-promoters, that I just didn't feel right about it. The governors and everything else, Kevin had to come. As if, you know, it's another thing too, it's the promotion of religion. I'll do it.
Well, you know,
I'll do it in the quiet of the White House, but I'll
stand
if I'll do it.
That's the way to do it. And
the next day.
This goes back to the night praying before he goes into battle kind of thing. It's a sort of a heart back kind of a,
I guess you're right,
kind of a routine. I think you have Ziegler just say that in your own way, you are conducting your own religious observance in the White House before you go up to the inauguration.
We're going to have it next day.
And then you're going to have a public thing the next day.
Sure.
But I think...
they'll have to read prayer. They're going to have to read prayers in the inauguration.
We'll have to serve talk there so damn long anyway. It gets to be kind of a farce. But you remember last time we had a hall? Well, we do the same three at the inaugural as you do at the church service the next day. I spread it around. The inaugural will get out of hand in any event because you'll get Mark Trice running under, you know, that sort of thing. Remember last time? Wasn't that the one that ran the track?
Sure, and that's the problem. It's run by, you know,
that's their ceremony, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's up where we'll run it better than we did last time. Now the parade is not theirs, is it?
No, the parade is the inaugural committee's.
We can control with an iron hand. I would really control it, too.
Everything except the Capitol Hill ceremony is
Hey, that's pretty August things. See, the other thing we have, John, here, this I was talking about that we didn't have last time, we got the White House. And we got
right Kennedy Center, right?
I used that damn Kennedy Center for three straight nights, but let me see the plan. I want to see that myself. This is what last one I'll be doing. I want to look at it.
Yeah, right. Let's get some thinking on it first.
Yeah.
We've got
I don't want to get into this. I don't want
ideas on some things to do.
But let's get everybody in and then run it by Julie, you know, to get hers, and perhaps Trish if she wants.
Julie is on the payroll of the foundation now as a consultant on documentary film production.
Did you tell her?
No. You want me to tell her?
Yeah, you tell her.
Very nice if you would. You could say this, that I put her on it at last a month. Is that all right?
Oh, sure.
That's substantially more than the
whatever the center teacher pay would be. Whatever the thing, the standard is. But then, of course, and then her travel expenses.
Oh, yeah,
it was Western Monster. I would suggest this, though, that as a beginning, why don't you tell her that she ought to be thinking about the inaugural and so forth, because the inaugural should be a nice show. Goddamn, I just hope we can get a good editor for the documentaries. That's what we've got. We've got gold. I stopped to think, John, of China and Russia and all the rest. What could really be done, you know, for documentaries? Could just be unbelievably better.
Yeah. Well, but it must be done. Did you put a documentary on it at 4:00 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And it will get more viewers in one run than all the readership of a book in 100 years.
I was thinking, too, that one